It's taken more than 80 years of work, thousands of letters, and certainly a great deal of prayer.
The cause was introduced 85 years ago, so it's been a long, long journey, and it was interrupted in the 1930s until 1951.
Mary MacKillop is about to become a saint. She has two recognized miracles, the recovery of terminal patients, but faithful advocate Mary Casey says that's not all.
She is particularly good with women who cannot have children, and we have hundreds of what they call Mary MacKillop babies.
Australia's first saint. She was excommunicated for exposing a pedophile priest. Mary MacKillop will soon be Saint Mary of the Cross, the saint of infertility and whistleblowing. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Happy Friday. It is October 15th. I'm Celeste Headlee. I am in New York. John is in the city of baked beans, Bean Town, the city on the hill. He's in Boston. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste. I think of you as the patron saint of The Takeaway. I am broadcasting this morning from our partner station, Power Station WGBH in Boston, really celebrating 25 years of the MIT Media Lab. And we're asking you, what's the most important revolution in media over the last 25 years? That's a question all morning for our Takeaway listeners. But first, let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. President Obama and Vice President Biden traveled to Delaware today, where they'll make a joint appearance for Democratic Senate candidate Chris Coons. Polls put Coons close to 20 points ahead of his Republican rival, Christine O'Donnell. But White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says every race is crucial, especially as some analysts now say as many as 100 House seats could be up for grabs in the midterm elections. Many of you have weighed in on what you think Obama should do in these troubled midterms. We're going to talk about that later on in the program. Next week, the president and vice president will visit states where the polls are a lot tighter.
The Obama administration is asking a federal judge to stay a decision and allow the military's policy on gays, known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell, to continue during an appeal. The administration plans to appeal the ruling by Judge Virginia Phillips, but says the military shouldn't be subject to an immediate restructure during wartime. President Obama opposes the ban on gays in the military. And speaking at a town hall event on MTV yesterday, he had this to say about the policy.
This policy will end, and it will end on my watch. But I do have an obligation to make sure that I'm following some of the rules. I can't simply ignore laws that are out there. I've got to work to make sure that they are changed.
The news comes as the Pentagon says it will stop enforcing the policy. However, administration officials say they need time to ensure a change doesn't affect combat readiness or morale. Despite the announcement by the Pentagon, though, the Service Members Legal Defense Fund, that's a group that's part of the original lawsuit to end the ban, is encouraging military personnel not to disclose their sexual orientation yet.
Top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General David Petraeus, says the investigation into the death of a British aid worker in Afghanistan is his personal priority. A joint U.S.-UK military inquiry will examine exactly how Linda Norgrove died. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is continuing to express concern over the scale of planned British defense cuts. Clinton tells our partner, the BBC, that every member of NATO must be maintained because it is the most successful alliance in history.
I think we do have to have an alliance where there's a commitment to the common defense.
Britain's treasury is committed to a 10% defense budget cut between 2011 and 2015.
And three of the 33 rescued Chilean miners have left the hospital in Copiapo. The Chile's president, Sebastian Piñera, visited the men on their first full day of freedom. The hospital says all the men are in relatively good health and will most likely be released this weekend. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are mixed, and so are futures. The Dow starts at 11,094, the S&P at 1,173, and the NASDAQ at 2,435. Well, later on this morning, we're going to take a look at Australia's first saint and what makes a saint anyway. That's in a half hour. But first, Obama 2.0. That's what people in the White House are actually calling it. Is the midterm election a chance for him to reset his presidency? What do you think? 877-8-MY-TAKE.